Welcome to our series of Women in Business, featuring Terry Murphy.
Hi, I'm Terry Murphy. You know, it's a challenge to thrive in business today, and as women, being profitable comes with extra demands. Here are a few tips to help you be less stressed, more profitable, and successful in your business today. Here's the first step. Stop overbooking. Yes, you know, we have this need to please versus proving that we can do it all. When we overbook, we put everyone else first. Here's a suggestion. Block out some what we call red time. Think of a traffic light. Red means stop, yellow means proceed, and green means money. If you look at the red time, that is non-negotiable time. Think of it as red chips in negotiating. They're just non-negotiable. That's the time that's just for you. Do you envy those women who look great and appear rested and in control? That's because they're a little bit better at putting themselves first than you are. It doesn't hurt, even if it's only 15 minutes a day to start. Start booking out yourself, your time, and your space first in your day. Number two, we have to start asking. We have to stop doing it all. It doesn't make us better because we're in control of every single thing. Believe me, someone else can hit print just as well as you can. So start asking, especially when it comes to negotiation. When we negotiate, we don't ask. We assume that people will figure out what we want, or worse, we won't be clear. So in order to be better in business, start asking. And number three is we don't rely on systems. We feel that if we just keep slugging it out every day with our passion and our purpose, we're going to be able to get more done. The fact is that systems and processes help us delegate, which is another thing we're not so good at a lot. Delegating gives other people the opportunity to grow, and it gives us leadership. When we build a team collectively, where all of us are better than one of us. And here's number three, we need to implement and design systems and processes that work while we don't. The very process will help us be able to train other people and delegate work and activities that help things get done so that they are off your mind, off your shoulders, and so you can focus on dollar productive activities. When we have processes in place, we can measure. When we measure, we can monitor. One of the most aggravating things about women is we get into bed, we're absolutely exhausted, and we're really not sure what we got done that day. When we're looking at dollar productive activities that we use when we use a daily success habits tracker, we're able to focus on a small section of day every single day to build working on our business as well as in our business. And when we start being habitual about focusing on dollar productive activities every day at a specific time and date, we get into the habit of the compound effect. That helps us build and work in our business and on our business so that we're always producing more opportunities to make more money. And number four, this one can be fun. Find a support group. Establish a group of women where you know it's safe to be you, that you can get feedback without judgment, without criticism of what you want to do or how you want to do it. This has to be a place where you are comfortable and other women share their collective experience and intelligence to help you get where you want to go, and they are right behind you as champions in your circle. When you start delegating, when you stop giving away your time, when you ask for what you want, when you have a system and a process in place, when you can hire people to do those kinds of things so you don't have to do it all, you're going to be in the winner's circle, and I'll see you there.
Thanks for joining us. For a complimentary copy of Terry's Daily Success Habits Tracker to help you stay focused on dollar productive activities, go to www.terrymurphy.com/resources.